Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Remember, we were talking about Blindside.
Yeah,
Out with a documentary. Guess what it's called?
It's not Blindsided.
It's coming out soon. I saw the poster for it. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me! Mariah's gonna freak.
No way.
Blindsided.
Hold on.
That's pretty crazy.
Blindsided. Oh, look at that, Mariah. You did something.
Like, obviously this was inevitable, but I'd like to think they like caught the idea from us.
Yeah, you think they watch you?
Yeah,
the big
Mariah
stands, big Staten Island mom stands.
Yeah, they're all over me.
I love the poster. It's great. Everything looks good really about cool. it.
I wonder if they're going to interview the family in it. Do you think they're going
to
say
no? They have to. I hope so. If you're going to make a documentary, you have to get the family. Like, because
a lot of times they don't want to because they know it's going to be like,
they're already rich though. Most of the times.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the Orr family, like, or just him and his
Michael.
Side. Michael. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to get the family. I bet they are. Their lawyers.
Oh, you
like,
mean
no.
The Y family? Yeah, they need it. Mm-hmm. They need to be in. It needs to be ever since that documentary, that football documentary with the fake team.
Oh, BS High.
Ever since that documentary, I'm just like, they need to get the villain in every single doc, or I don't want to watch it anymore.
Oh yeah,
it just made the entire thing.
Have you heard about the new one on Max right now about the cult?
Oh, what's it called?
It's called like Mother of Love, something. It all happened in the past 3 years, some crazy cult. This woman thought she was God, that she was the divine truth and created a whole following, and shit goes down.
Imagine trying to convince somebody
that you're God,
that you are like the Messiah.
A lot of people do that.
But they pray. The thing is, though, you just go out and you seek on praying. Just damaged people who are already broken, people who need to find answers, people who don't have family anymore. When you get those people,
a lot of serial killers or people that commit crimes, their excuse is that they were told to do it, and they were like, "I'm the chosen one. I was told to."
Wow,
weird.
Excuse, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God told me.
What are you gonna do?
I already watched the first episode. Like, people are going out and maxing out their entire bank accounts, their 401ks, everything, bringing them to the cult house, saying, "I finally have found the divine creator of all," and just commit their whole lives.
Cults
to this thing.
Are so fascinating to me.
It's insane, and it's crazy how it still happens today, and everybody still falls for it, and everybody still takes advantage of it, like.
I'm just so worried about losing. Like, I mean, could one day lose your son or your daughter to a cult.
Yeah.
Like, that would be that's the saddest thing, is that this person who you're once so close with in your life, they think that they've broken the matrix and you are.
It's like, you don't understand.
I know someone who lost their sister.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really?
Lost their lives or like
no,
lost
she's
connection?
In a cult.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's out here. It's really sad. And they were like so, so close.
The cult is out here?
Mm-hmm. I love seeing people trying to, you know, there's certain YouTubers and certain, I want to see it in a good way, but just trying to infiltrate it and, you know, just fake it.
Yeah.
Just to get in there and just like start secretly filming.
Do you, how I could, no, if no, I no. was in a cult, I could spot an infiltrator like that. I'd be like, why are you wearing those funny Clark Kent looking glasses? And they're like, what do you mean? No, I'm just here. Where's the seance, huh?
No, I want to see someone really good. That's like, is a spy that's just that can like act it out and is just
who would be a leader
him.
Though that you might fall for, you know what I mean, like
that if
like
we,
obviously you'd be like, yeah, I would never join a cult, but like who is somebody you'd kind of
Brittany Broski,
Miss Juicy baby.
Miss Juicy yeah if she could have the organization. Brittany Broski though, if she started like I could get
she would be so convincing.
It's, no it's funny that you say Brittany, bro. I feel like she actually could.
Yes.
I think she has that fan base where she could really start one, and
she would laugh her way through all the awkwardness and everything, and he'd be like, I'm not in anything weird, right?
No, Brittany? Because like she holds a lot of power.
Yeah.
She really does.
Broski Nation,
and
baby.
She could even be honest, like, yeah, it's a cult. And they'd be like, isn't she funny? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like somebody who I don't know, but like a celebrity who could like get under my skin. Like Jared Leto, people say 30 Seconds to Mars, he's created this weird cult fan base. where he'll have, you know, he's not booking out Madison Square Garden for 30 Seconds to Mars. No, you have to buy this own mini Coachella spiritual retreat package and go out into the woods.
Wait a second, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
This is how it starts, Zane. Wait, can you sign up?
Wait, you get artist pass for that?
I maybe. I would like to go check it out.
Do a little
CD
promo. I'll do it.
I just want a Jim Carrey tell-all.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want him to go for it. He's got some stuff on his brain.
He's not going to do it now. He might do it like when he's like very, very close to
his
end.
Or on his deathbed, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to hear it.
I can't wait for like, especially in today's world with like social media, like deathbed confessions. Of like A-list celebrities.
Oh, like a whole series. Oh, yes. Just imagine a whole like 30 episode series of like big respectable celebrities. All just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
We're coming clean.
I'm coming clean. I'm going to do one big banger before my ride out.
It's going to be insane. They're going
to
do it.
But they also don't want to hurt anybody under them too.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, I would hate to like I put feel my, like the my reason, kids' lives in.
I feel like the reason they stay silent and don't come out and say anything is because they go, you do this, we're going to kill your family and everybody you know.
Yeah. So it's a little iffy, but yeah.
Would you take one for the greater good? Man.
Sorry, I thought you were about to do some punny way to roll the intro.
Oh, no. It like that question like hit me like if they're like saying your whole family's going to die but you will save millions of people and expose like the darkest, most heinous.
Save millions of people.
This like, is like what do you, this is what like a knock at the cabin, or like I think this is like a similar.
Oh story. Yeah, knock at the cabin.
Where
no that movie was trash.
I didn't even
no. What's
it.
That movie called? It was
knock at the cabin. The M. Night Shyamalan one where. You know, you have little Ron Weasley showing up to the house and they go, one of you has to choose which one has to die.
That movie could have been really good. And I think they just completely
destroyed it. Is there a twist?
It's a twist, but it's like, not a twist.
It's an eye roll. Like you're watching like,
Oh. All right. And in that note, let's run the intro.
Let's roll the intro, let's baby. It's Comedy Town, baby. Let's go. Ow.
You're right. You just broke your toe.
Yeah, I was trying to do a kick and I hit the table. Hi, how you doing? Welcome back to I lost my brain cells for 5 seconds. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered, baby. Thank you for coming back to another episode. We just got done with Thanksgiving.
Zane, I have to say something.
What?
Your karate kick the last episode was probably the funniest thing this podcast has seen.
It was such
a small moment, but I was cracking up in the moment and editing it. I watched it over and over because in the moment, nobody knew you were getting up to kick. We thought you were getting up to go to the bathroom or check a camera because you're like demeanor, and then you got up and kicked, and it was like crazy.
You heard every bone because I was right next to the mic, so you heard every bone go when I kicked. But no, there was one moment that was funnier than that. I thought was when your mom. I was I was cry laughing earlier today, and I couldn't wait for you guys to come here so I could tell you. But I start talking, and Mariah's mom fully goes.
Yes. And then is talking like
puts the mic
down. And goes, yeah. And Mariah's like, Mike. And she's like, Mike.
And she's like, there's got to be a better way.
There's got to be another way.
Bro, I was howling. Yeah, she was so funny.
I watched that over.
What
and over
motivated
again.
The karate kick, though? I mean, I haven't listened to the episode. So.
Yeah, we did bring it up, but you were so delayed with it. Like, when you got up, the conversation was over.
Oh, yeah, it was long over. It was either like Tina or Nick. One of them did karate.
It just seemed it felt like. It was like an autistic moment.
Like, 100%.
I felt like I was watching an autistic kid.
Oh, yeah. You had to get it out.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But yeah, Thanksgiving. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was wonderful. Good. I was in Alabama. I did it with Patricia's family.
Yeah, how was that?
It was lovely. We were there for a wedding the week before, so we decided to stay. And we did Thanksgiving, with her fam. And then we went to the Iron Bowl, which is like Alabama versus Auburn.
Yeah, okay.
Who won? Did you guys win?
No.
Oops, sorry. I asked.
Auburn always loses, man. But we got close. We got very close, but it was fun just to.
I like how you kind of do the same thing every time you're there. You go to a game, go, you're at a wedding.
Yeah.
Go out to the bars one night. It's like a tradition that every time you go to Alabama, it's like the same few things that you do.
I sure do. You know, they're a family of tradition.
Yeah, I love
it. So we had a really, really nice time. But for you guys, your mother was in town.
Yes, she was.
And your parents were in town?
Absolutely.
Yes, your siblings come as well or no?
No, it was just my parents.
Okay, cool.
But while you were gone, before we said what we did on our Thanksgiving, we got you a little gift.
I got you a gift right here.
Wait.
Oh,
wait.
Get your gift first.
Which
is your birth? This is your birthday present.
No, we got you a little like early Thanksgiving gift.
Who gives gifts on Thanksgiving?
It's called a boo basket. People are doing things.
A boo basket? Is it really a boo basket?
It's a surprise. Shut your eyes.
Wait, do you want to see your thing? Okay,
let's see your gift first.
Okay. You can open it.
Loving the packaging.
Is it for me?
It is for you. Oh. I got it for your birthday.
Sucks to be you guys. A gift for me.
When Jordan laughs too hard, it
sounds like a thunderstorm. Oh,
sorry,
right now.
Sorry.
That sounded nuts.
Here, let me help you. Come here.
Thank you. Is there something?
Was there more in that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I got you a little hoodie.
Miss Juicy Baby. Oh. Wow. Oh my God.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
That's crazy that I said her name.
I know. Right when you said that, I was like, oh.
Oh, that's wild. did you make this or did you find it?
It's from her website. It's her merch. Oh. I gotta support Miss Juicy Babes.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, okay. So you saw she dropped on her like Instagram page and then
official
you went on
official merch.
I just thought she just came to mind. I go, what's her merch been looking like lately? And I saw that and I go, that's very you.
That's great.
Heath, we should hit up her merch people.
There is more in here. I knew I felt something.
Oh, what?
Oh, you get a little extra.
Is Miss Juicy like?
A calendar.
Oh, maybe it's probably her headshot.
Oh,
whoa. A headshot.
Just nudes.
Let me see.
Wait, do you think that's real or is that an AI thing?
I think it's real.
That's hysterical.
That doesn't look like AI.
I have never seen that picture of her in my life.
Yeah, why hasn't she posted anywhere?
I thought it was going to be like her, like, you know.
Maybe it's like a...
It's only for people who buy stuff.
Maybe
it's
like a picture for me.
She looks like a realtor.
She said, Miss Juicy Baby, thank you.
that came from the offices. That came from Juicy Enterprises.
Oh, yeah. Boss. Thank you, Miss Juicy. So amazing.
Funny.
All right, well... Dude, that's really too good. Okay, we have to bring it in. So you got to cover your eyes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all didn't get a Thanksgiving gift.
Keep them closed.
Keep them closed, all right?
Peeking.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. What could it be?
All right,
be?
You ready?
Okay, let's see it.
Open up.
Shut up! Oh my gosh! Are you? Oh my gosh! Guys, congratulations! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
We've been dying to tell you.
You show it! Show it off! Show it off! We've been dying to tell you, but we're like, we got to tell you on the podcast to get like.
Oh my gosh! Hold on.
I'm like crying again.
I know.
Yes, it's hit me again. Matt's looking at me like I did this. I'm like.
Everybody's been congratulating the three of us.
Yeah. Same congratulations. So
I know. It's a sad day for me, but you know, I'm smiling through the pain, baby.
It's so funny.
Oh my God.
All right, so we'll take questions. Were you there?
Zane was
Were
there.
You there?
I yeah. was there.
All right.
Oh.
All right, wait. No, wait. I think you have to you have to hear the story.
I know. That's the big thing.
This is their story.
How many people? Well, I'll get to it.
I'm about to throw up.
Oh, show your engagement ring.
Oh, yeah. I wear a pinky ring because Mariah's dad wears a pinky ring.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is my little, she got me a little something as well.
I'm like shaking. This is like, y'all would say boo basket. You had this boo basket thing
on
the
TV. You
can
tell we were all nervous. Yeah, like, yeah.
I was just
like,
nervous as I was the day.
It's just word vomit. I'm like, cut.
Oh boy. My heart is Flapper flapper.
Tell me. I don't even.
So it was Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Zane knew. He was the only one that knew.
When did you tell Zane?
A while
ago. This was happening. You've known for how long?
I've known since like April.
Which is crazy.
So you've had the ring since April?
No.
No.
When I like was like, I needed to like talk to somebody about it. So I told Zane. And then we had like our little like freak out here. And then when I was getting the ring, I had shown Zane like the pictures and like renderings of what it was going to be like. And then, oh man, I'm getting nervous.
I couldn't believe it was happening. Like in the mall, I was like, oh my God, this is happening.
Zane was the only one that knew.
Which I was shocked to find out about because he's not a good liar. And I've asked him about it. I'm like, what the hell is going
on?
And he was.
The amount of times I didn't know. I didn't want to bring it up unless you brought it up. So you brought it up. She has asked me multiple times, and I have not brought it up to Heath. I just like.
I even have asked you.
I know everybody
on my wedding day. I've been asking him, and you've been just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Zane is like the one person I know when he's lying. I know, and I didn't get an inkling that he was lying.
I'm a pretty bad liar.
Yeah,
I just knew that something, I had to for this. Like there was just, honestly,
something had your back. There was a guardian angel that was like, "You can do this."
There was no time for fuck ups.
Yeah, I had no idea. I even told people, I was like, Zane is not the person to tell the secret to.
And I can't, especially when somebody like brings it up in conversation. I have to immediately join the car. Like I can't just sit back.
Yeah, if you stay silent.
The minute I'm like silent about it, then I'm questioning. It's questionable.
It's so funny because
so I just have to like join in the conversation. Just be like, yeah, I don't know. And
it was really funny when like David, like, and I think a couple other people, we were together and asked me and I didn't say anything. And you were like, you're just like,
it's tough, but like,
you did so good.
You just don't, even if you tell one person, it will spread.
Mm-hmm. Like wildfire. Yeah. Big
everybody
time.
Will pretend they don't know, but they do know. And like,
okay, so
it was Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
Her parents
y'all.
Are already in town. They're visiting. Do they know that this is happening?
No,
not at all.
He had asked my dad's permission.
Right.
But they didn't know it was happening this day. While they were visiting, they didn't know.
And it was so funny because the day before Thanksgiving, her dad asked me, I was like, so like, what are you thinking? Like, what's like the plan?
He goes, I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, like my intentions are there, whatever. Like, I don't know exactly when, but yes, I plan on asking her.
You do?
Are you going to ask me? And then the next day I did it.
Okay.
But yeah, so it was at Thanksgiving. We were like cooking all day. Her parents are in town. Zane and his mom were going to come over.
How are you?
Freaking out.
Of course.
And I asked her about it. I was like, was I like weird?
You seemed totally normal. But at the same time, my mom and I were cooking from 6 a.m. until we ate. We were cooking all day.
Like, distracted.
I was so preoccupied. And I was like, of course, my parents visiting. I was like, okay, I know him and I know me. We would want family when the moment happened. Mm-hmm. So his parents just visited and it didn't happen then. And I was like, weird. I was like, well, my parents are coming. Maybe he'll do it then. Once like the day before Thanksgiving, I was like, okay, it's not going to happen because he wouldn't do it on holiday. We're going to be busy all day. And then the rest of their trip, they were only there for one more day and we had nothing planned. I was like, so it's not happening. So it slipped my mind. We were cooking all day. The food was set on the counter and we all stood around to like pray, which is a normal thing. We all stood around, held hands to pray.
So we were around the food holding hands and I said grace. And then after I finished grace, I like thanked her parents for coming out and spending the time to see us. And then I turned to Mariah and I thanked her for being the most amazing person in the world and coming into my life.
Still didn't think anything of it because he says that like every day. I'm like, oh.
Mariah, I was looking at your reaction in the video and I was like, she still has no idea.
I have
what's
no
happening.
Idea.
Oh, so it's being filmed. Oh, wait, who's
so
filming?
So Zane acted like he was like setting up like a Snapchat.
Can't film Grace, y'all.
That's exactly what I. So
and Mariah was like, okay, yeah, it's just Snapchat. Like,
yeah, didn't think
so. That day, I was overly taking pictures and videos just to put in Mariah's head. that I was just Snapchatting or something.
Oh my god.
Overly excessive, making sure she was watching, just doing
Zane's good with it.
Just
like
watering down the that was great.
Matt, you don't realize how embarrassed I was to just be like, guys, I just want to get this grace.
It was so good.
And her family was sitting there like, oh my god. They'll get over it.
And then he was trying to set the camera up, but it was like more on other people. So then he turned it to like us, and then he was like, and then tried to like keep correcting it, and his hands were shaking setting it up.
Because I couldn't put it on just the two of them, because then that was just like way too obvious.
And then so, what else is funny is we were all holding hands, but I was like pranking Zane. I was doing like this thing. And he's like, stop. I was like doing this.
Meanwhile, I was having a panic attack.
He was like, no, not now.
And then I told her I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. And then I got on one knee.
Still didn't hit us.
I asked her to marry me. And everybody's reaction was so perfect. Like, she looked like she saw a ghost and just completely didn't comprehend anything that was going on. I got super choked up. Zane is beet red, like like this.
My mom is screaming louder than anybody. My mom.
She had
nobody had any idea.
Mariah's dad, I think, ran and did a lap around the kitchen. Mariah's mom just kept backing up and was just walking backwards.
What?
Like,
How many people are here? Is Danielle here?
No, just
you, your mom, your parents, you two. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was such an honor. I'm not gonna lie.
My mom
in the car when we left was crying again because she was just like, I just can't believe that I was here for that. I'm like, Mom, you're important.
No, I said it was like the perfect crowd. It was it made sense.
It was really nice. It was like genuinely perfect. Perfect moment.
The only thing is, this when it happened, this is before we ate. So we sat down to eat.
Oh.
My appetite's gone.
Gone.
I took a couple bites and I don't remember. After cooking all day and waiting for this moment, I didn't taste a damn thing. So we've been eating leftovers and I'm like, oh, that was nice.
Wow, Thanksgiving food was great.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was great.
It was hard to talk about anything else. Yeah. We were trying to talk about something else because it wasn't bad tension, but it was just that like, overwhelming emotional tension where like we're just trying to pass it just for a little bit just so we can have a normal conversation. We just couldn't, and we just kept laughing because it was just like crazy.
It almost felt like all of us on the table, like at the table, were on drugs because we kept laughing uncontrollably and like awkwardly looking at everybody at the table, and we were just like, what is going on?
I just kept looking at Heath and Mariah, just making sure like they're happy and they're good and this was perfect, because I didn't get to talk to Heath or Mariah, like
felt like it wasn't until today where like the room was spinning for the past few days, or it felt like, you know, the feeling when you're on a plane or like you just get off a plane and all your senses are gone, like your ears are muffled you can't, like it's like a little like foggy, like that's how I felt until probably today.
I think
just felt like all my senses went away.
Like yesterday, it started like sinking in.
Yeah.
I know. Then you just keep looking down at the ring. You're like, whoa, okay, wow.
Yeah.
This,
yeah,
it's done. It's happened.
I didn't make eye contact with the ring for like 2 days. I was like, really? This is not happening.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's Asher cut?
Emerald
cut.
I like it.
I love it. It looks
like vintage, which I love it.
Especially my jewelry, but when I buy jewelry, I think of wearing it now and wearing it when I'm 100.
Like, timeless. Absolutely timeless. Yeah, so all like the way.
Yeah,
yeah, it's beautiful.
It is stunning, Heath. Absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning. You know how
you're done well.
You know how else we knew that she had no idea also?
Her nails weren't done.
Mm-hmm. I texted Zane in the morning. I was like, her nails aren't done. She's going to.
Yep.
But you felt good about it because you were like, okay, she definitely doesn't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
My nails have been done for 6 years straight.
Straight.
And this is the one time.
I just took them off and it happens. But it's kind of funny because my sister went through the same thing. She had hers done for all 2 years of her relationship. She took them off right before vacation and he did it that week. So it's like our funny tradition.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys.
So if you want to get engaged, take your nails off. Yeah.
Tried and true.
Yeah.
And Heath and I were also talking the day of, and he's like, you're trying to talk to me and say, should you tell her parents before? Mm-hmm. And I was like, just, you'll feel more nervous knowing that they're prepared for it.
Yeah.
And that might like make you nervous and stutter more. Yeah. It's better for everybody to just black out.
Like little eye looks like it's coming.
Oh yeah. Cause I think your mom would have totally been all right.
My mom would be like, let's get our nails done. Let's go get our nails done. Yeah. She would have said that.
No. I think we should.
Yeah.
Where did you hide the ring the whole time?
Where'd you hide the ring?
Under the sink.
Under the
sink. That's where my cleaning supplies are. Not smart.
It was also in my closet for a little bit too.
Oh yeah. Did you propose ring in hand or with the box?
And that's another thing I was thinking about. Stunning. I didn't, because I was nervous that the box was going to be hanging off my pocket like this, and I was like, "That's going to be weird."
Yeah.
So I specifically wore cargo pants so I could like have a little bit of extra room,
easy access.
And then I was like, should I just take it out and like, but then I was like, this looks kind of funky.
Yeah. That kind of looks like you did it. Like you got it last minute.
It looks like I found it.
Yes. You
know, it didn't come with like a box and a receipt.
Why don't they put it in like a more discreet box?
That's true.
And I get it. I get it. You want to do the full thing, but I feel like more people want it like hidden on them more than this. Like,
yeah. My first thing. Box that I was like set on, I like didn't like it because it was a button.
Oh, so it was you had a switchblade.
Oh, it was like surprise, yeah. And then I was like, I kind of want to be able to crack it.
It jumps
open.
Out of your hand because it's spring.
That's
and
so
and luckily the girl like who had made the ring was like, I actually completely agree with you. I'm sending you a new box. I was like, great. Oh my gosh,
I know.
It's coming in waves over and over and over right now.
You're telling me.
I loved the few nights before too, because like I knew it was coming. So it was just, I was very emotional about just like the dinner and like the little nights that we had, all of us with my mom and your parents. And it was just so fun watching you just not knowing. Not
and it was so
not
funny because idea. Her parents, because we went out to dinner like a few nights before this to like a nice restaurant.
Oh yeah.
And like the whole time her mom swore that there was this guy there that was about to propose to this girl that was sitting across the way. I was dying the entire time. And she's like, no, I think he's going to do it. And I was just, I wanted to just be like right there on the spot. Be like, no, there is somebody. Look, watch. Somebody's going to propose right now. And then do it.
Just do it right there.
Just because the timing would have been so funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is like the first time people are hearing it.
Yes, so that was crazy. My next thing. Right now is when everyone's hearing it for the first time. When are you guys going public?
We're
going
to post a picture on Instagram this weekend because we have to do a shoot.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you're going to do a shoot with you guys with the ring.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to post it on Instagram and then the podcast is going to be
the next day.
Woo, get ready for that.
Oh, God, I love wedding campaigns. I love engagement and wedding campaigns.
It's a press tour.
It's a press tour.
I love it. It's my favorite.
We're going to have to do some Q&A's.
Did you, so right after you did it, then did you FaceTime all your friends, family, all of it?
Because we were like, should we eat?
Yeah.
They were like, do you want to call people? We're like, Let's eat because everybody was hungry. We're like, let's just try to get a little something in.
We called my siblings and his parents.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I called all my cousins. And then we didn't tell the friends until yesterday.
2 days ago.
How'd you do? Well, did you like Joe and Caitlin and go around?
You FaceTimed everybody.
We were going to go try to see them, but I was like, by the time like we make sure we can... people are available to like go see them and drive around.
You don't want to tell them like we have a surprise for you. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's a
little. So we FaceTimed and it was like the best reactions ever.
It
and
was
then,
so fun was FaceTiming the friends.
Oh.
And then we just said we'll probably do a dinner with everybody or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like something to, we'll see everybody later in the week.
Oh yeah, get ready for it. Fun. You got a lot coming your way.
But yeah, like my family didn't know. My brother didn't know.
Your parents didn't even know either that you were, oh my gosh.
Because I kept trying to like convince them to come out for Thanksgiving.
Oh, and
they were like, we just got back like to Tennessee. Like we would love to, but like we kind of have to take a chill for a second. I was like, no, please. Like you really, should come.
And you know what? That's okay.
Oh my gosh. I even have even more questions. But can I just say, this is so crazy. Someone else just got engaged.
Who?
My brother.
No way.
Yeah. Wait, what day?
On Saturday.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on.
Love is in the air.
Holy shit. My brother just got gay. He did it in LA. You know what? The nitty gritty details. I know that they had like a photo shoot every year for their Christmas. They do a fun, quirky Christmas card. And like last year they did like JCPenney Christmas card. And this year he got someone to come in and do a faux architectural digest of their place. And they're just taking pictures around their apartment, and then he got down on one knee.
Oh, that's great.
I don't want to it's kind of his story to say. I haven't down the full nitty gritty of the day in the moment because they've been silent, but they're gonna publicly announce. But that's just awesome too.
You must be so overwhelmed right
now. No, I was just
that is crazy.
I was so worried that somebody might have told you before you came in here that you were
no.
Ilya's reaction, I really have to say.
Funny.
It was hysterical. So we called David first, and he just loves love. So he was getting emotional. He was just so excited. And he was I want to stay on the phone while you call everybody else.
Yeah.
So we called Ilya, and we said, Ilya, Heath wants to get back into shape. He goes, bro, let's do it, bro. And I was yeah, but we only have 5 days to get him into shape. And he's looking at the phone, and he's 5 days? Yeah, you know what? We can do it. We can do it.
Ilya will not be the person to see
and
that.
And we're not telling him. We're just sitting like this, and David's cracking up. And he's bro, what? 5 days? We could do it. It'll be fun. And I was okay, what about one day? And I just held up my ring finger. He didn't get it.
He was one day. It's going to be tough, but
and
we could try it.
15 seconds went by, and David was ew, are you looking at the phone? And he's one day. And he did not get it.
Was he driving? Was he in the hills or something?
No. He was just home. And then he finally realized, and he was I've never heard him scream that. He screamed. It was hysterical.
That is too good.
Damn, I wish I got to see the reactions.
I think David tried screen recording it. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. The thing that I'm regretting right now, my unproposed self, my girlfriend self would have thought to screen record everyone's reactions, but we are still so in the moment.
Yes.
It's not even my, I haven't taken pictures, videos. I'm just so out of it. And I just am I've never been in the moment like that to what are you looking at?
I'm just looking at that ring, baby. Looking
to,
at that ring.
To not think about it. And not even to post, just to have for ourselves. I'm damn, I wish I had. The reactions were hysterical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were so funny. But
I'm so fucking great. Happy for you guys.
Thank you.
This is so great.
The feeling, this is going to be a big eye roll, but.
Speak your heart out.
It was perfectly done. It was so me to have it done at the house. It felt like. There's an Office episode. So on The Office and on Friends, The Office, Michael Scott proposed to Holly in The Office in front of the close coworkers. And then on Friends, Monica proposed to Chandler in the living room.
Mm.
And it just felt like those moments, I watch those episodes over and over again because I'm so dramatic. But they just feel so good. And having it in the kitchen, that was one of my first thoughts. I was oh my, I'm living my actual dream.
That's why you planned it just like that.
That's exactly why.
I'd watched that episode right before and I was it's gotta be in the kitchen. No, I had talked to Zane about different ideas of how to do it.
Did you have any ridiculous ones?
Yes.
Well, I told him, I was do you want to know all the times I thought it was going to happen? And I felt so embarrassed. Like after that moment ended, I was and it didn't happen. I'm so embarrassed. I had my nails perfect. I'm all right, just stop. Stop guessing.
And that's probably what you want is just for you to stop guessing.
Yeah, that's true. When you stop thinking about
when
that's
you
when
least
it
expect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the most ridiculous idea that you had?
In my head, my dream was to always do it under the Aurora Borealis. My goal in life is to see that. And I
the Northern Lights?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just thought that would be so super special. And then I was that just means, it means a lot to me. And I was not for this situation.
Mm.
That'll be something cool that we can do down the road. But I was not, and especially because that would be at night. You can't see him during the day. So then it's in the dark. And I was
don't drop the ring.
You dropped the ring. In the snow avalanche.
Yeah.
I think it's the most beautiful thing. And I always dreamt of
next
seeing it.
Me.
Yeah.
Wait, you said that about me.
That's what you told me right before you.
You told me I was the most beautiful thing.
But yeah, I had you know how your brain just starts
coming up going. With, oh yeah, I thought of, I was looking at so many places on Google Earth being would this area work?
Working the photographer's hand.
Yeah, and I knew I wanted it to be an actual surprise. And I was
I also know everything. I'm one of those people. I can read people like a book. I would know it.
You could sense if a big charade was coming your way. Yeah. Yes.
And like that would require obviously a lot of planning and a lot of moving parts where I'd have to be like, okay, we're coming. Do this now. Go. Like almost like.
And then he'd have to rely on me to make sure everything is done. Yeah.
Zane
on time.
Would never be able to plan and be punctual.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I'd be a madman. I'd be yelling at everybody.
If true, they'd be walking
and imagine me with the radio, I like connected to everybody that's supposed to do something on time. I'd be screaming at everybody. So,
I feel like the most us was at home in our comfort space. With her family, I was like,
"Non-public.
This is I wouldn't do it in public."
PA.
I don't know. Around the family, like during grace, I feel like to me, it was the most sincere and special way to do it, and I think
you did it right, man.
Yeah,
you did it right. Italy would have been crazy, but I said, "What about?" I was like, "I really thought Italy." Well, I said I thought Italy, and he was like, "That was way too obvious," and he's right because I got my nails done how I would want them. Going to Italy, we were on the flight there and we had like the first class like division and I went to like open up the division to like say hi to him and this nail snapped.
Oh, oops.
And I was like crying myself to sleep. I was like so upset and not that my trip was ruined, but I was so...
You thought it you just said set you, me that back. Like felt like bad luck or like a bad
it was
omen.
Just, I knew. I was like, oh, it's not happening here. Like, why would this finger break? I was so pissed off that day. I was so
it's
annoyed.
So weird that that like.
Yeah.
It's strange. It's funny. It's because maybe, I actually was messing with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that happened. To let her know without telling her.
I didn't want
to
accuse, but I figured.
Another place that he wanted to propose, which was really, it was a Lazy Dog. I was like, absolutely not. Like, I know, you guys love that place. You guys go there every week, but they don't do that.
A bacon candy ring.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have cried.
Hey, baby, can you grab me a candied bacon?
Ring. Throw that bitch in a circle.
Oh man! So, wedding? Do you think it'll happen like in a year, 6 months? Are you gonna go?
We're
kind
saying
of,
like a year or two.
A year or two.
We were thinking like next fall or the following spring, so 2024 fall.
Because you gotta think of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're gonna do it on the East Coast.
Oh, you're gonna do it East Coast, Pennsylvania,
yeah. Pennsylvania or New Jersey?
Yeah. Okay. Nice. New Jersey has really good venues.
Nice.
Which month is?
And plus, Jersey is closer to, I think of like the people traveling, like all of our friends here traveling. New Jersey is right by Manhattan. So if they want to like hop over,
make a
like,
trip
and,
out of
yeah,
it.
And you can like fly into Newark, which is like the easiest from
Hub,
here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice. And I have a lot of family. So it's
she's
like,
got 300 relatives that live in that pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And I have six. So
pick a seat, not a side.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's the most beautiful time in, out there?
Well, that's what we were thinking. Like, I would love a fall. Like, the fall on the East Coast is like unreal,
mm-hmm.
but that is a year from now. And that's, it's,
it gives you a lot of time.
A year
you
is would not.
Think you have to book the best
now. But right around September, like you catch people, they don't have like vacation times
right.
too. Like,
but we also have, there's a lot of weddings that we have next year.
I know. I'm like,
spring and
check
fall.
My
and I'm
calendar.
Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you starting like a Pinterest board and everything?
Starting. I've had it since I was 10. Started. It's done. It's planned.
I didn't know until yesterday how like popular Pinterest is. Like how many people actually use it. It's like bigger than Instagram.
Yeah. Pinterest is
I
the
didn't
best.
Know that. It's crazy.
So yeah. It's the best.
Well, that's so exciting. I mean, I already said all this to you, but like, I'm so happy for you both.
And my
love
heart
you so
is
much.
Like,
you did good.
It's a crazy feeling.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be like this.
Me too.
Congratulations.
And it's just the beginning, too.
It's her moment.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
I
our
want.
Moment.
Yeah, but
you have a ring.
Your fiance. Have you said it yet?
Yeah.
We said it and we just laugh every time.
Yeah. Like, it's weird crazy. When you start like saying it.
We're like we're so dramatic. We're like first time getting coffee as fiancés. First time walking down the street as fiancés.
Yes,
I haven't been able to use it
naturally, like
in a in a natural
when
setting.
You get in an Uber. That's the moment you're like hold on, yeah, my fiance is coming.
Oh,
And then that,
but
though,
also
that,
even still saying it is like the thing okay. Is,
and then it starts a whole whole conversation. No, people usually go, "Congrats, snitty. When's it happening?"
I think it's like it doesn't even flow out of the mouth correctly, right? Yeah. Either say girlfriend, keep going with girlfriend, or just say wife.
Wait, what did I tell
just
you?
Just say wife.
The first time you said fiance, I was like, just say wife.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Also like
it sounds so snooty. It's like fiance because it's French, right? Is it French?
Yeah, it's yes. Not English.
Matt, it sounds pompous, right?
My fiance.
Oh no! Yeah. I was just letting you know that I'm using a big word.
It just sounds rich. It sounds like
give me something.
But you only get to say fiance for one chapter
that's
of your life,
true,
and it's
yeah.
This chapter. So embrace it,
fiance.
But sometimes you're just like, oh gosh, like
that's my
the
wife.
Small talk about talking about your wedding will start to drive you a little bit mad. Where
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the day it happened, people were like, "Do you have a date?" I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, I'm like, "What are you like?"
Some well, people do, you do it right away because when you book a venue, it does have to be like a year in advance.
Yeah. Right. The earlier the better. I would try to get a date locked in this month.
Yeah,
and also girls are waiting for this moment, so I'm sure the night of, like the night you propose, I'm sure the girl already has like a million ideas and like.
Yeah, that's definitely good. A year to 2 years because of the traveling back and forth. It's going to take longer.
Yeah.
And then even like me picking dresses. I know I had my sister come out when she was getting married and I was like, let me just try on dresses for fun with you. So I have that moment with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she went home, she picked one. But I'm going to want to fly home and try on dresses. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, do it with your mom.
I want to do it with my mom and my sister. So it's going to things are going to take
we'll
a little
that.
Longer.
Yeah,
but
you want to try on suits with me?
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Do I?
You're gonna have to plan the bachelor.
I was just about to.
You can use my template. It works really well. the Notion template.
Do you have just like a?
Yeah. Send it all. I'll send it all over, man. Okay, sub all the stuff out.
You can tell she's excited. She shut the laptop.
this can wait. Producer can wait.
I had a feeling something. Well. That no notes were up and you weren't like that. There wasn't any discussion. Usually Jordan's like, hey, do you want to bring something up? Like, or like there was no topic.
Okay. Ah, you didn't think that. Now he's pulling. I was like, well, you know
no,
what?
No, I knew it was coming.
I did know actually.
We
I did.
Had notes
I really
weeks.
Thought I was getting a boo gift. Like and in my head though, I was like, why? It is
and,
December.
And that when you brought that gift, it was perfect.
Yeah, that made it.
Out
we were
great.
So freaked out trying to figure out how to get you to close your eyes so we could like set it up. We're like, just tell him he has a gift. Yeah. And then you were like, I have a gift for you. We're
no,
like,
and it was perfect that we didn't even like bug him too hard on like the blindfold.
Oh
thing,
yeah.
Like,
it was just great that I was so focused on like this area. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh man, I can't
gotcha,
wait.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh man, how thrilling. How thrilling.
It's going to be a long, yeah.
It's going to be a long life.
There is a distinct feeling that once it set in, I have felt different.
Yes.
Haven't felt like I've aged since I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And this felt like a birthday of equivalent of being like, I just turned 21.
Yeah, like a milestone or like a renewal.
Yeah. So it felt like that where like, I feel my age now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't felt over 21 since I've moved here. That in that moment, it was like, I'm a man now. It's a very weird internal gut feeling.
And he just has no hat. He's wearing a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
All right.
That I'm a grown-up now. Already, it gets stronger and stronger
I would imagine. Yeah.
And it's honestly helped my mental health. And I'm not saying this stuff out to people in the world like, you will be happier if you get married. You are going to be happy because of this stuff. No. Marriage is not going to cure you. But
I think it'll cure it.
It's working right now.
I'm relating to this conversation so hard.
It's like,
Zane's going to walk down the street and just propose to somebody walking by.
Well, when I told people we were engaged, it's definitely mental, but I was like, I feel like my anxiety snapped away. I feel like my skin cleared up.
Yes.
I was like, this is the best.
So the certainty, like my mental flutter, my freak outside, my anxiety, that monkey in your
the
brain
noise
that's
in the back
just
of your
like,
head.
We should be worried about things, your future, all of it, everything is scary. Knowing that I have an amazing, loving, and supportive wife who I love, in the certainty that of my love that I have for her, in the excitement of the future that we're going to share together. And trust me, it is not all going to be roses and sunshines, but it's the ride.
Yeah.
And the certainty of sharing it with them
that it makes me so happy and excited where I'm just like, game on. I don't have to fret too much about myself because it's not about you anymore. It's about this union that you're sharing with the person. And that, oh, is, it just washes over you.
A fucking man.
Mm-hmm. You can say I know. That again.
You can say that again.
Yes, Lord.
Mariah, when I you, feel that. This is so interesting. I wanted to ask you about what you said real quick about, you said your anxiety went away, right?
He's really wanting to propose now.
I don't know.
Do you think he just started taking medication out of nowhere as soon as that happened?
Yeah, it felt like I popped a pill.
Interesting.
But I don't know. It's definitely not gone because certain things give me anxiety, like clutter, messy house, full plate.
But the fact that you probably think about it a little bit every day, so now that you don't have that thought anymore, your days have to be just a few percent better.
Like you have clearly had a glow since.
Oh, thank you.
It's the best when you catch it.
That was hard. Ow! I'm sorry.
I was like, all right.
what bone hit me?
I was just like, there Zane you go.
It went right in between.
I was like, those are things you say to your wife. That's amazing. You guys are gonna get married, right? And you're not gonna like move, right?
No. Are you? You're gonna move already?
You're not gonna move, right?
After the wedding.
After the wedding,
well,
you're gonna move?
Talk to them. Talk to the cameras, guys. Talk to the cameras.
Talk to thumb.
If we wanted to uproot and move though to Nashville.
So we're going to Tennessee.
You know you've talked about that. Like dreaming wise. It's already been confirmed. You're set. It's gonna happen. You can't be making all these big decisions already in one damn week.
No, we talked about that a long time
ago. Okay, but I mean, I'm down.
I'm down.
Well, no. I care about raising a kid in LA. I don't.
Yes, I don't want to have a kid out here.
Yeah.
By the time they're five or like. Oh.
So our idea was like two more years here. Zane
I'm having fucking.
Zane's good. Entire future just flat. He like looked at me like this.
I was like, I don't have a wife yet. All I have is this podcast.
We're thinking like 2 years to get to Tennessee, but we would fly back and forth to do the podcast.
I've also considered that in my brain too.
Yeah, it is tough because we do consider our parents are getting older. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have a kid out here. I need my mom. If I get pregnant, like I need my mom, my sister. Just closer to family in general. Like you just think of all those.
Why
things,
are you booking your flights, you know? Already?
This what? Is
Mariah.
Okay, but
why are you on
you
Zillow
and
Heath?
Also,
get off your phone. What is happening, Matt? Off your phone.
Guys, this is the
interesting, last interesting houses already. But I kind of want to say after us talking about that, I feel like that sounds like really like concrete. Like there's this, this is still all to be decided and formed.
I know. It's
so
such a
far
scary,
down
scary
the timeline.
Thought.
But it is important to be thinking of it, mm-hmm. and thinking of the logistics of how, because obviously we love doing this. Mm-hmm. I would obviously keep that as my priority, but you know, at the same time, how can we continue doing this but maintain the fun? It's not.
I have
like,
no plan on ending this.
Yes,
like I'll make.
We'll figure it out. Like it'll be figured out. Because it's not like. You know, we're not working in an office building or anything. It's not like impossible. It's just a room with cameras.
I'm not doing Zoom.
Hell no. I
podcast.
No. Zoom sucks. We tried it once. Remember?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Doesn't work. No. Yeah. We had talked about like flying out and recording. Yeah.
Get yourself a jet like Kylie.
Honestly.
That's a good idea.
Unfiltered air.
That sounds
unfiltered
nice.
That
air.
Is going down into the ground. That is, you think I'm going to get on a plane that says unfiltered air?
Our logo is a gas mask.
Unfiltered air.
No.
You just can't breathe when you're on it.
Your brother's flying the plane.
You have to have the thing that drops down the entire flight.
Speaking of planes, did you guys hear about this story? And I don't know if we ever talked about this. In 2019, a woman wakes up on a plane. The whole plane is dark. Nobody is on.
Is this
the
a riddle?
Plane.
It sounds like a horror story, like a fake.
I'm just setting it up this, but this is what happened. A woman woke up on a plane. Nobody is on the plane. It's all dark and everything. And she's like, "Where the hell did everybody go?" She looks out onto the tarmac, and the plane's just parked there. She tries to get off the plane. It's locked. This plane landed. Everybody got off the plane. all the flight attendants, and they forgot about this woman sleeping on the plane. And she had to like get her, or her phone was dead, but she managed to like bang and like make get lights going for some, one of the tarmac workers to notice that somebody was still out on the plane.
How heavy was she sleeping?
Dude, I don't.
For her not to get up.
How did everybody walk by her and
so many things that just passed.
They clean the plane. Like you have
clearly not. They don't clean the planes.
That's proof right there.
Clearly not that well. Or they maybe it was the last plane of the day. You know, you hear about people sleep on like the last subway. They wake up and they're at the station or on a bus. It was this type of situation where this woman was just trapped on this fucking plane.
Just like safety wise for just like the airport and plane and people boarding the next flight. And like, that's crazy that they let that happen.
I think she like got, she sued the airline and managed to like
think you could sue.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get hurt. You didn't.
You got trapped. You got trapped for a long amount of time. And that was, I saw that as a TikTok and it like really freaked
what
me
airline?
Out. I have no clue.
Air Canada.
It was Air Canada.
Wow.
What do you think?
I bet they're really sorry though.
Sorry. I saw this other video and I remember I've seen the video before. It's a time lapse. It's 4 o'clock around, or no, 4:30 on like a Friday. This guy is at his office or whatever, goes downstairs to have a cigarette, goes down the elevator, then gets back up the elevator to go up to his office. Elevator shuts down. He's stuck. And, you know, he's buzzing the thing. Surely someone's going to come save him. He is in the elevator because it's a Friday. Everyone has gone home.
No.
He's in the elevator for over 48 hours. And he doesn't have his phone on him. He doesn't have anything. All he has is his fucking wallet and his cigarettes. And this dude, there's a time lapse of this guy over the course of the 48 hours. In this elevator. Like, almost just kind of like losing his mind. He sits down for a bit. He pries it open. He bangs. He sits down again. Futz around with things on his wallet. He just doesn't know. And that's got to be the craziest thing. You don't know how much time has gone by at all, and you're trapped in a confined space. What goes through your brain?
48 hours not knowing the time.
And it's just bright
is
light no idea. Above you the entire time.
And I just think not that knowing causes permanent mental damage.
Yeah. And so he sued, and I don't know how much, but got an undisclosed amount of money.
100%. Wow. Yeah. No, that's. That's like, that's a lot. Yeah, I would 100% sue. I don't care.
Okay. If you had a pack of cigarettes, would you just be hitting them back and back? Or would you be like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be in here. Should I like?
I don't know.
Just because everything is closed. I mean, no, there's ducts up there. So there's air flowing.
No, I'm saying wasting all the cigarettes. Like, I would be like.
But here's the thing.
It's almost like food. You take your time with it.
But he had to have known. He goes, it's Friday. So nobody's here. This whole weekend's about to go by.
Well, he had that thought.
He had to 100%. Have had that, like, as a guiding light.
It's crazy that there was no emergency pull button, like, on most of them.
I think you would, but sometimes, like, when you buzz that, it's not calling I don't think it calls the fire, the local fire department.
Mine did.
Okay. Maybe it did. I don't know how old this building was. I've just seen this time lapse. I think it happened like mid-2000s. I remember seeing the video like on
E-Bomb. Oh, mid-2000. I thought it was a little bit more recent than that.
I just remember I saw this video.
Because now every elevator.
In 2008.
As soon as you press it, the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
So it was.
But it'll go off until you let go of it.
So he was returning to his office on the 39th floor when the elevator stopped in between the floors. He pressed the alarm, letting it ring, but 11 p.m., the building was deserted. It would be nearly 2 days before White was rescued. He paced around the elevator like a bug trapped in a box, fighting claustrophobia every minute for a 41-hour ordeal, which was captured on the video surveillance camera.
That's a long time.
Yeah, no food, even though you're not going to die.
The water for that long.
Cigarettes, though, not having the water, though, and having a cigarette, they'll make you so thirsty.
And what also, like... Because I'm sure he was going up, right? So there's some depth under you. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, the whole time, I'd be like, is this elevator going to fall at any point while I'm on this?
I've learned that that's kind of a myth about elevators falling. Most modern elevators, I think it's technically impossible for the elevator to fall. Have I read that? Maybe I'm wrong.
I
think they figured out like a contraption where it's kind of like there's like a loop that goes through where even if it fell, it would still stop on the loop.
Yeah. Did you guys see the guy that streaked at Disney for the It's a Small World ride?
I did.
Yes. He was like on acid, right?
He was on something. I think he was.
People are saying shrooms, acid, mental illness.
Shrooms doesn't do that to you.
But I agree. But the guy looks like so calm and like certain just walking around. And then he goes and sits in the Small World ride where, you know, it looks like a river. He sits in the middle of that. And then he walks out of the ride, walking in the river, butt naked in front of all those people.
Oh, he ended up. I only saw the video of him in boxers.
When he walked out this was of the like ride, he's a butt couple naked. Days ago.
They went right through the park.
I wonder how many kids like saw that.
Yeah, take him in the back.
That had to have been his intention. Like, I'm going to Disney today. I'm going to go on Small World. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
But you had to go through parking, security, getting the tickets.
All right, he's kind of shredded. I'm not gonna lie.
No, he does look a little cut.
Was he on the Zealand? Yeah,
he's pretty built.
Yeah,
he looks like a guy who rock climbs.
Well, so what's his story?
People are trying to figure that out.
Huh.
Is it messed up? Would it be weird if we had him on the podcast?
So why'd you
tell us story?
A sex offender on the podcast?
But like,
you're a sex offender.
Have you looked
at Neighborhood Watchdog?
At the map?
Yeah, but then again, I'm like, it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Scary. Yeah, it's how many there are around here.
A lot. I like it better when I go back to like my hometown. Like when you're in suburbia.
When I was leaving here the other day, so you know how you drive out of your street and there's the apartment complex across the street. Yeah. Like, so you, if you're heading back to go to the main street,
yeah.
Across is an apartment in front.
You're talking about on the street.
Yes. Going that way. Yeah, yeah. You look straight across, you like pull and you get ready to turn right. Uh-huh. So I'm driving up and I'm about to leave your street to turn right. And I look at the apartment in front of me and this guy has his entire glass window open on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
Can see through everything, and he pulls his shirt off, and I'm like, what is this guy doing right now? And he starts going like this.
Ew.
And he's flexing his muscles.
Like looking at himself in the mirror?
No, he was just doing it.
Wanted people to look at him?
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
But it was very, like, American Psycho, pulls his shirt off.
Is he in good shape?
Yeah. Huh? Like pretty built, and then he just starts
did you like it?
Flexing. I sat there for a while and watched.
All right, just wanna right there.
Yeah, right there. Right, there. We can go after this if you.
Yeah, I was thinking. Let's check that out.
But yeah, he just sat there doing it. I'm like, this is weird that I can see completely. Like,
every time I'm in New York, I can't imagine all these people who live in those like apartments where everyone can like look into your vibe, like. I can't help it.
And I would
look.
Just hate to have curtains where I have to constantly open it and close it. Like, you can never just get sunlight and privacy at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, you have to pick one.
Do you ever get embarrassed about, like, a window where people could see into your TV to what you're watching? Mm, whenever I walk by a house and never. I can see what they're watching on TV, I'm like, oof, I shouldn't be. Like, I feel
it's
weird.
Like an invasion of privacy when you see the TV on.
When I can see what they're watching and recognize a show, I'm like, I should, like...
The news
I feel very uncomfortable seeing.
Yes, I know. I kind of know what you mean.
If only they knew that you, right in that moment, you're looking through.
Yes.
Seeing their TV. Like if they got notified, that's freaky. Like if I was notified.
But me on
a
plane,
just,
if I'm looking in between the seat and I'm looking at someone texting, looking at.
I get so curious. I'm just genuinely like, I'm not like, there's a difference between nosy and curious, right?
And the seats are lined up perfectly to where you can't see the one in front of you, but through the crack, you can see one seat over.
Yeah.
It's like you're holding it here. Both sides can see directly to your phone.
Yeah.
I love watching just old ladies text, like, like it's like in like the largest spot ever. Just landed. Smells funny on this plane. Get me out of here. Like, just. Do you guys have privacy?
Screen protectors?
Screen protectors?
I used to, but it started getting really annoying because I started, like, I would need the phone. For some reason, I would need the phone. Or I would need to see the phone where it's like, I'm not looking at it directly. I don't, like, it's
Does
weird.
It, affect, I,
it was just annoying to have
one,
to.
But then I've been like, if you were editing like a picture, is it not the full resolution of what the picture is?
Yeah,
it's
a little darker.
A little tint to
yeah,
it.
It's a little tint to it.
Yeah, maybe I don't.
Ryan, stop looking at the sex offenders in this city.
Oh,
please.
Zoom into the street. Zane, it's you. He's like, no, don't zoom in. There's nobody here.
Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure that was my Postmates driver.
What are y'all doing for New Year's?
Miami?
Oh, fun. Are you going to stay there after Christmas to do?
Or St. Bart's.
Ooh, I love
St. Bart's. I want to go to St. Bart's.
Go to St. Bart's. It's
one of those
cool.
three.
How far is St. Bart's?
from Miami, it's like 2.5 hours.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
But first it's going to be busy. They have a really fun beach club at St. Bart's. What's it called? It's
yes, the one that's really Tree Club.
Is or, that it? What's the one that's really popular in Miami that's also really big? It's like James Beach or like
it's, maybe. Yeah, it's something like that. It's I don't
that
know
one
name.
That they have in different it's popping at St. Bart's. It's the coolest.
I've seen pictures and it's beautiful.
Oh, that'll be fun.
What are you doing for New Year's?
I think I want to go to the Oregon coast.
The Oregon coast?
Yeah.
Why? Why specifically that place?
Because Patricia and I have always wanted to go up there.
Both of you had in
yeah,
your head because
it's orca like season. You can go see all the beautiful orcas. Okay. And it's like misty and sea cliffs. And
oh, people really change when they're married. Well, yeah, we're going to go watch orcas. You don't want to go bar hopping anymore?
I guess I'm still down to go bar hopping. But like New Year's, sometimes it's like I like set plans.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
I don't know. I really right want to take enough. The train. I want to take the train from Portland
to
LA.
I want to do the train so
that's
bad.
Fun.
It's called the Coastal Starlight. It's with Amtrak. Mm-hmm. You can, like the move is to get a room at because that's where like you can really lay down.
Yeah.
But it looks cozy. It's 31 hours though.
Yeah. I'm is there Wi-Fi on the train?
That's less time than the guy spent in the elevator.
Yeah.
You can handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be doing Tube Girl TikToks the whole time.
What's Tube Girl?
Tube Girl TikTok. You're not on Tube Girl TikTok?
Who's Tube Girl?
The girl that's on the train. The most confident girl I've ever seen in my life. The train will be filled with people and she'll do a full on TikTok. But they're good. She's really good at it.
She like knows exactly when the wind is gonna hit.
And that wind hits her and she just looks like she's performing like she's Beyonce at a concert.
We should meet up with the train kid.
Who's the train kid?
Oh, yes.
He puts this like 360 GoPro on his head and it like shows his face, but also like everything around. And he's just in love with like he just loves everything.
He's
about
a train
trains.
Spotter. He's a train spotter. People who are obsessed about trains.
And he gets really, really excited to see these trains because they're like old trains or like decommissioned ones that are like, you know, that shouldn't be like running anymore and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really, really cool.
Oh, wow. He looks like a train spotter.
Like, that's going to be really fun when you live like in Europe that you can go see all these types of trains, you know?
You know what? I think I'd be kind of obsessed with trains too if I was like around them.
Oh, Heath, I went to a really cool auto museum in Birmingham.
Really?
It was badass.
Vintage?
And they have like, yes, so many vintage motorcycles, tons of vintage racing cars. You've been geeking out about all of it. It was really cool. And there was a racetrack there
you
too.
You went to that?
Yes.
No.
Dude, it was like a Hot Wheels in real life, man.
That's sick.
That does look like the Hot Wheel garage. That's
wow.
Sick.
Yay. Dude, it was so sick. And then outside of it was a racetrack, and you can be a member of the club.
That's cool.
And go take your car out. And they're like, they all speed, but at like a pace in between them. It was very cool.
Wow. That's sick.
Yeah. Some rich billionaire who, like, you know, when you live in Birmingham, or if you're like a billionaire, like a very wealthy person in Alabama, you don't have to disclose what your net worth is.
What do you mean?
So like this guy who owns this place is from like a huge dairy family. Like the guy is a billionaire, but you can't Google how much the guy's worth.
Worth thing that you can Google is never accurate anyways.
But if you own like a publicly traded company, people can, and that salary is publicly disclosed.
Right.
And then people can figure out your net worth. It was something Patricia told me this while I was there. I'm like, well, how much money does this guy have? And she goes, well, you can't find it out because you can't Google that stuff.
Got it.
In Alabama.
If you were to make a guess, you're saying it's
there's probably like maybe fake ones, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's true. Someone proved me wrong, but I just learned that there's this thing with Alabama about, I don't know.
No, so it's just a little no income tax in Tennessee, by the way.
That's right.
What do you mean? Wait, at zero?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought every state at least had like 1%, 2%,
3%. Texas has zero?
Texas has zero. Tennessee has zero. I believe Florida has zero. Nevada.
Wait, I think I'm getting confused. You're saying income tax.
Like state income tax, yeah.
Oh, okay. Not like
you still have to pay to the
tax.
Feds.
So like Florida is 6%? What's 6% in Florida? Like, or what's the tax
that's
in Florida?
Sales tax.
Sales tax. That's 6%?
It was 6%, I believe, when we lived there. I think it's up now. I could get that in Alabama for way cheaper. Of course you can. Wow, wow, your rent is $15,000. I can get a mansion in Kansas for that. Of course you can.
It sucks. It's so frustrating, like, how beautiful, just this may sound so vague and broad, but it just sucks how big this country is, how beautiful it is. There's all these really cool places where you can live, mm-hmm. where you would want your dream place where you would want to live. But how much we value being close to the people that we know, the people that we love. Yeah. And then we put that over mm-hmm. where we want to be. And
everybody just hopped on board.
Yeah.
And
but then I don't. Yeah, it's so tough making that call, like, in life, or like where you want to be. Like, oh, Patricia and I, we fantasize about Birmingham all the time, Alabama. And we're like, oh, yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, but would I love it? I don't know. Because what I love about here are all my friends that I get to see, all my different types of friends. That's the beauty of LA.
Yeah.
You're not just friends with, you know, accountants, bankers, and lawyers, or people that are your profession. All respect to those. The beauty of LA is the fun of this industry. Mm-hmm. So you know people who are actors, writers, mm-hmm. your influencers,
dancers,
musicians. It's a bohemia of friendship out here. And knowing that you don't have access to all these people doing cool stuff all the time.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, it's.
But there's people that live all over that do that.
True. I think it's just, but it's also the intimacy, history.
Matt means like immediate. Like, it just seems like it's a quicker
and also
connection with everybody around you than to somewhere like.
I think like any big city, like if you went to like Nashville, you would meet like the most obscure people from all over different type of like careers.
Yes.
You know,
and also I say that because we've spent 10 years in the city and we built making those friendships.
Right, that's true.
You can also make those friendships in any city. I'm not saying that too concretely, but that's what I'll miss.
Yeah.
Is that fun circle. But you know what? Soon that dries up. Those people are going to have their family, their friends.
The way I look at it is like chapters and stuff like that. Like, obviously, like, I knew when high school was ending, I'm like, I'm going to miss all my friends and everything like that.
I know, like, some of my friends who've been staying friends with the same people, like, their friendships are strong. They know each other forever. But, like, they've also kind of driven each other insane.
Yeah.
Like, when I see, like, my high school buddies, I'm like, so what's good? They're like, oh, well, they can't stand each other because they've been hanging out the whole time.
It's not hate. It's more just like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. But it's the beauty. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know.
Life is crazy.
Can't wait to live with all my friends when I'm 55.
It's not like saying settling your dreams, but sometimes I really try to think about, what do I want my life to be like when I'm 50 years old? Do I want a ton of friends? Like, or I look at, you know, I'm already accepting. I don't want to be Jimmy Fallon. I don't want to do that because I don't want to stress out about doing a nightly show all the time. Oh, you're going to bring in the new little corn kid. You got to do a thing with him. And then we got this band. You got to meet them. Do a little TikTok with that.
Blah, 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 that blah, sounds blah, blah, blah. So exhausting.
Shoot Absolutely me. Where like not. The whole world is just bringing you these people and you got to interact with them. And then I would never even want to become massively famous because I'm so happy with the intimacy of the friends I have now.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to be jet set around the world meeting more people. Like, and I'm talking about business people.
Like,
I love seeing the world and interacting with people who love this podcast, but I'm talking about mm-hmm. that fame world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that rat race in my head anymore.
Yeah, that's been done in my head.
I think when Zane and I got screwed over for like the 15th time, we go, I think I'm done meeting new people that want to help our business.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm good.
Let's just figure it out how to do shit on our own. And that's how we found her.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Or like, then you want to, who knows, maybe if I do start a new widget, a new scrub daddy, then you got this whole new ride of getting on calls, talking to all these people. I'm like, I don't want that.
As exciting as it is, and it's exciting to like come out with your own product and like be successful in that. That's another 15 years that you're just setting down and you got to focus on that. And
do you know what the rat race is? Like, people describe life as the rat race.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard. Yeah. It's
where you can get lost in the rat race. The beauty of America, capitalism, you can make, if you have a dream, you set your mind to it, you might get a nice cut piece of the pie if you work hard. But that itself is a rat race. And sometimes you need a balance of like, to when are you just comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
You put in your work, you get your money, and you're happy. Or is it like,
You gotta
get
your nut.
It's never ending.
I know. But it, being aware of it is the important part in enjoying the ride.
And it's all about the journey that gets
you
there.
That's why I feel like I wake up just like on autopilot every day. Because I just...
You think that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I wake up every day and what I have is amazing. This is the best thing I could ask for. But like I'm constantly thinking of what's my goal in life? But this is like, I feel like this should be the goal. This is like the goal. We have like a show that we can like film from our own house, and all we need is these cameras and these lights, and we just post on YouTube. Like, that's insane. But why do I feel like that's not enough? Why do I feel like people don't take it seriously?
Who are these people and who's
I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying the world. I'm just saying the world. Like, it just,
you're like, what's the next thing? Like, what, where yeah, do you go
like
from
this
here?
Is this a job? Is
you
this
get
real?
To do it. That's the beauty of waking up and going, we get to do this.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm not like in a building. And there's not computers all around me.
You have this idea of what work is.
Yeah.
And you feel like this is not what you had envisioned when you were younger, that this would be a working environment.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. And I'll never get out of that.
I know.
And just a slight little kick of imposter syndrome, that'll never go away.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
But I think, yeah, the older now I get, though, I'm like, I don't care.
And I tell you all, every day, I'm just like, I just don't think I don't care what I say anymore. I'm just gonna fucking say whatever on the. But then I don't.
But then 20 minutes later, hey Mariah, that one part where I said, could you cut that?
I want to speak my mind, and then I'm just like, oh.
I think you like the getting it off your chest, but then you're like,
yeah,
yeah. No one's really thinking about you that much. Everyone's focused on their own stuff. All of these people whose opinions I used to really worry about, they all got kids now. They're focusing on their own thing. Mm-hmm. So who am I to sit here like, oh, hopefully if they think what I'm doing is cool or get their approval. No.
No, the amount of times that runs through my head every time I post something.
Who are, do you have a concrete they? Are there like four or five people that you think about these people?
Oh, no, that's really fine. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think of as a whole. I think about everybody. I know. Like the, I know. All I of have... you guys. And I think about... I think, you know what?
What pisses me off are people who go, why aren't you doing this?
I know Mariah has that feeling when, like, because she's a dancer and everybody just thinks that isn't out here or doesn't know the dance world. To them, you made it is going on so you think you can dance.
Yes.
Why don't you do that? Why haven't you done that? And you're like, and everybody thinks they're suggesting this idea that you would never thought of. You should go on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Why haven't you backup danced? You should try backup dancing. I'm like, yo. What do you think I've been doing for 10 years? Trying.
Why don't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you dance for Beyonce?
Yeah, they always say that, Beyonce.
You could do that.
You guys would be surprised. Like the pay and a lot of things you see on TV are just not good.
Yeah, dancing, and people think
payment is, oh, you're getting all these eyes. It's like, yeah, but like, just think about, it's not really still benefiting you. Mm-hmm. Like if you go on So You Think You Can Dance or you're like a backup dancer or something. Oh shit, cool. That's her. But like, can you really use that as a reel? Not really. Because
this
whole industry is so saturated where everybody has a reel of them being a dancer in this little thing. It's like you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how I got cut really quick?
From So You Think You Could
Dance?
Yeah,
I don't even think they looked at me. I don't think they looked.
All right, thank you guys very much.
My poor family, it was my mom, my sister, my brother that came with me, and I did it in Philly, and there was like 1,000 people. We waited online for 14 hours.
Ooh.
You finally get to the ballroom where the producers are, and you dance, you just freestyle across the floor. And then they go, thank you.
Huh? You have to just freestyle all your,
I think
on
I
your
danced
way out?
For 5 seconds, waiting for 14 hours. I think I was out there 5 seconds. They're like, thank you.
Whoa.
It's terrible.
I know how you think for like inconveniencing people, you probably wanted to actually drop dead right there. For making your family wait 14 hours.
That's exactly who I thought of. That's why I start the story that way. My poor family.
I would have stayed in for 30 more minutes and not walked outside to face my parents just to be like,
yeah, no, it was terrible.
I'm just... You know, talent shows, love that we have these opportunities for people to get discovered. This world's tough when you're talented and there's not a lot of breaks and these people don't even become talented. But like, you know, and I know people have heart stories. I know people have struggles. But like these talent shows, they prey
off the heart story.
The sad story.
Someone, wait, your mom doesn't have cancer or dad didn't?
That's what she said.
I had a friend who auditioned for So You Think You Could Dance for years, and she kept getting cut because she was just a really good dancer with a normal life. And she went back for like the sixth time. She made up a story. And they let her through.
See?
All the shows are like that now. Especially nowadays, they're putting people on the show that have that story that can bring in views. It's not about your talent.
Yeah.
It's not.
I just wish what they need is like someone to get fully busted with a heart story. And then it like it needs to be a bubble to pop on that.
Yeah.
Where because I'm still not gonna shame.
Just like straight on live. She's like, well, this story was actually not real. This is the only way I was able to get on. Like
yes. That's that'd be a good plot for a movie.
But it's live. It has to be live. It can't be like a pre-filmed.
Yeah. It's just
like, well, yeah, why can't it just be about talent? Why does it need to be like,
because it doesn't make good TV? They're competing for views.
People want to feel emotional when they vote or when they want somebody to win. They want, oh, well, her mom died of cancer, so I'm gonna vote for, like, they just
that's why I can't watch it.
It shouldn't be like that.
I can't watch it anymore.
It's only getting worse, it's only getting more performative.
I think though, by the time our generation, when we're like the 60-year-old people sitting around watching TV, we're gonna be so cynical about that style of shows.
We're
going to be like, enough of this.
We're not going to be fun to watch.
American Idol used to be like real authentic.
It was. It really was.
Kelly Clarkson came on, she didn't have a story.
No.
She was just like, I'm a good singer from Texas or wherever she's from.
Texas.
And they just loved her personality. That's what they said. They were like, her personality. And obviously she was an amazing singer.
She was a superstar. Like, they could tell like the energy.
Yeah,
like,
they saw like stars.
That's what makes you big is your personality. That's the whole point of this whole.
Can we get
Justin Guarini on the pod? I got a lot of questions for Justin Guarini.
My parents would call and vote.
Oh, my mom would vote on American Idol too.
Wrap my head around this now that I'm older looking back.
That's so funny.
My mom repeat that.
Was there somebody like, okay, like what were they keeping?
No, it was like an automated thing.
Just
like
press
would ring, 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 and then it would be like,
which
you just casted your vote for blah blah blah.
That's so funny.
And then she would hang up, redial.
Do it again.
And I don't think she really liked people that much. I think she didn't want other people to win.
Oh.
So she's like, they're going to kick this person off. That's and I so hate funny. That other person. So I'm going to.
It's crazy. No, my mom would do the same thing
for American Idol.
That's so insane.
I remember.
But there's nothing else. Like that was really like the thing to do. Like as a family, you sit down, you watch the next American Idol, the next week of Survivor, and that is your world.
I remember begging my parents, like, can we vote? But I think they are so.
They thought it was going to cost money.
They automatically think something costs money. So it was automatic no. And never, ever, ever got to. Infomercials, it was just like an absolute no.
But things did cost money, especially on your phone. Like those texts roaming.
You get ringtones.
Yeah, it did. That shit did. So I'm not surprised.
Do you guys watch Survivor?
I never did. I did that. Not this season, but the last one or the one, like one of the recent ones. It's all just a PR. Like, they're just like, oh, I just want
to be a crate. I'm here to be the bitch.
I'm just like, I'm not here for the game. I'm just like trying to get my screen time, which, you know, and the other half is like, they have their story. They've been watching since they're little and it like makes sense. But I think that's what makes the show, right? You want those crazy people. You want those people that want to be on camera so bad to make the show because
lately
you don't
I've
want
been thinking though, like if all else fails, well, no, I don't know. Survivor is still the one show where you, no matter what age and stage you are in life, you could get on.
Yeah.
Like it's not like, oh, Jeopardy, you gotta be really smart. You gotta be on top of it. The Bachelor, you gotta be hot. You gotta be good looking. Survivor, there's a little physical endurance, but it's about likability. Playing a little game, having a little alliance.
You should when you're 40 and you're done with this internet shit.
Yes.
You disappear for a few years.
Boom.
Survivor.
Years.
What a comeback. Everyone's like, Heath is on Survivor.
I've been playing out that fantasy sometimes in my head where I'm like, I'll consider it. Like, I don't know.
For fun. Why not?
Fun.
40's not that far away.
Oh.
It's literally years. Just doing LA over again.
I want us to be old. Like one episode of Oldest Folk. Just
did you watch the Squid Game reality show?
I'm saying the way they shot it and everything, it looks really good. I'm not gonna lie. The trailer, I was watching like, damn, that's a really good trailer.
Didn't they like copy what Mr. Beast did?
Pretty much, but did Mr. Beast just copy what Squid Game did? Everybody, I think this everybody's had Squid doing. Game's actual like brand on it. Like Squid Game made
like
money
Squid
on
Games
it.
Was like we
Mr. Beast's was like a spinoff dupe. Yeah. And but I don't know. When I just started turning it on, I just realized all these people are on here trying to like compete for screen time.
And since like this country loved the show so much, I'm sure they're like, let's call it like it's popular in your country and ours. Let's do an English version in a way like a reality TV show, and which will promote the movie, the next season even more. I just hope that next season's good. I hope it's not because at first it was good to a lot of people or to millions of people that, you know, watch
the
it.
Show Squid Game.
I just hope they. I hope they don't try too hard on the, or not try too hard. Sorry. Just like,
I just wish the games were a little clever and not too sadistic. Like when they're jumping on like the glass going across the bridge. Yeah, I'm like, it's a lazy trap.
Sorry. I'm thinking of Saw, but like, it's just like late. It's like,
what was the Japanese show we watched that was like Squid Game? The one with the cars.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. That show where they're in where they when it's flooding and the light bulb's hot.
Yeah, Heath. Alice in Wonderland is good. They had like good games,
clever like escape room style shit.
Yeah,
but make it Squid Game. Make it a challenge and not just this. You might step on the wrong thing and you're gonna die.
It is interesting that like a show like Squid Games became so much more popular than Alice in Wonderland when I felt like it was just more.
It was a bad name. It was a bad name for the show.
Squid Games is the perfect name.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Unfiltered. Please shower Heath and Mariah with all the love you can in the comments on their Instagrams. Look out for their posts. They're going to have that big banger post of their engagement. We're all waiting for that. I love you both so much. I'm so happy for you both.
I'm so happy.
Thank you. Good job keeping a secret, Zane.
I know. Yeah. It was hard. It was hard.
Very proud of you. And congrats to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Guys, we're doing it.
Yeah. All my friends are married. It's freaking awesome. And I'm really, really happy that you guys get to be here to experience this too, because you guys have been watching for the past 5 years. Mariah has probably talked about this moment for maybe 80 times throughout all these episodes. Okay. It's just like you guys just got to watch it all unfold and it's happened.
Yeah,
so it's
awesome.
We love you so much. Thank you. You can check out these episodes audio form every Monday on all the podcast platforms, and we post the video form of these episodes every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We offer early access to all these episodes. You get a few days early. You're going to get it ad-free. We also do a bonus episode every single month. We have a bonus episode right now that we just posted if you want to check that out. It's really, really funny. And we do a live Q&A every
month.
And
Mariah was engaged in the bonus episode, just to give you guys a little...
Oh, yeah. We had to keep it a secret. Yeah.
So just as you're watching it, just like know in the back of your head that she is newly engaged. And we had to not talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, why didn't we talk?
Because we wanted to wait.
Because this is coming out before this.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath to check out all the bonus content and extra features and cool stuff like that. So we're going to actually jump into the unwind right now. We keep these cameras rolling and just keep hanging out. It's like an extended cut.
Mariah's going to show you guys a closer look at the ring on unwind.
Everybody give her some love.
Aw. Oh, I fucking hate it. All right, bye, guys.